I thank Mr. Fourtou for his suggestion, which is perfectly in line with my general attempt to streamline and to be as concise as possible. I see the merit in combining what is currently footnote 50 and contains definitions of NGOs that are prevailing and that would nicely complement what we have in footnote 48, which doesn't define but just talks about the arrangements with such NGOs. In regard to the second proposition, I would hope that it can be acceptable to adopt a similar approach. The purpose of having footnote 51 is that it contains the two most widely used definitions of transnational corporations or multilateral enterprises, and we could equally integrate that into footnote 49. So if that would be acceptable, I think that might be a good way of avoiding, and I understand Mr. Fourtou was also pointing out the fact that the definition currently in footnote 50 is one of NGOs generally and less specifically relating to foundations or charities. So that would be my proposal.